This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan election officials say only about 20% of the country's more than 9 million eligible voters cast ballot in the presidential election on Sunday. The Taliban had warned voters to stay home or risk being hurt. The insurgents did carry out some attacks, authorities say, but were blocked from conducting any major violence. Election results are expected October 19th. Meanwhile, protesters allege an airstrike carried out by U.S.-led forces in the eastern Afghanistan region has killed at least five civilians. AP correspondent Zarya Shakli has more.
The day before, President Ashraf Ghani had called on Afghans to participate in presidential elections, despite widespread violence and political uncertainty following the collapse of U.S. Taliban peace talks earlier this month to end America's longest war. The U.S. military in Kabul confirmed that airstrikes in the nearby Khoja Umari and Kugiani districts killed 11 Taliban fighters, but did not confirm civilian casualties. I'm Zarya Shakili.
Tens of thousands of Russians jammed into a central Moscow square on Sunday as opposition groups sought to regain momentum following a summer of demonstrations against Russia's political system. Sunday's rally was the first major effort by liberal political groups and allied parties since elections earlier in the month. The trigger for the biggest wave of anti-government rallies in years was efforts by election officials to prevent opposition candidates from running. Sunday's event focused on political repression. Activists demanded that authorities halt a campaign of raids and arrests targeting anti-corruption crusader Alexei Navalny and his network of supporters nationwide. The event was the first time Navalny has appeared at a demonstration since he was released from jail last month. He was held for 30 days for repeatedly organizing unauthorized public gatherings. This is VOA News. Hong Kong protests turned violent on Sunday and some of the most widespread violence in more than 3 months of anti-government unrest. Reuters' Imre McCarthy reports.
Proudly flying the Chinese flag, around 200 Hong Kongers from pro-Beijing groups rallied across the city ahead of Chinese National Day on Tuesday. Some demonstrators calling for the end of opposition protests, which have gripped the city for months.
I'm proud as a Chinese, I'm proud living in Hong Kong.
Meantime, anti-Chinese protesters were flying flags from across the globe.
To give pressures upon the Beijing government not to carry them anymore.
But their march quickly descended into chaos, with some of the most violent scenes in more than 3 months of civil unrest. Protesters threw petrol bombs and bricks at government buildings. Riot police fired water cannon with blue dye to easily identify protesters, as well as rubber bullets and rounds of tear gas.
That's Reuters' Imre McCarthy reporting. Washington continues to debate the whistleblower complaint that has led to an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. Former Trump administration Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert told ABC this week he's deeply disturbed by what happened last week in the past week.
It is a bad day and a bad week for this president and for this country if he is asking for political dirt on an opponent. But it looks to me like the other matter that's far from proven is whether he was doing anything to abuse his power and withhold aid in order to solicit such a thing.
The whistleblower alleges that Trump sought help from the new president of Ukraine in digging up incriminating information about former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for president. Trump confirmed last week he told his staff to withhold about $400 million in aid to Ukraine. Days before the phone call in question, he said it was an attempt to get European nations to contribute more funding. Today was the annual Tunnel to Towers run in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Several of the runners were firefighters who wore their full gear, like Newark Fire Department Captain Anthony Tarantino.
It's one of the best days of my life, only because we get to celebrate and not forget what the people did, firefighters, construction workers, police, EMS, during 9/11.
Michigan firefighter Casper Vandekar says Siller was a hero.
The motivation that he had to not stop running and to get there as fast as he could to help his brothers and sisters and all the people in the towers.
Money raised goes to the families of first responders and military members killed in the line of duty. Julie Walker, New York.
You're listening to VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
VOA. Voice of OFA. One, it's today's exclusive hit.